A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, January 24th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening, live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, Transform Zimbabwe, one of the opposition political parties which participated in the Mbire by-elections last year, says their candidate Kudzanai Gondo has fled the area following alleged harassment by members of ZANU-PF.
We were in that election and the vote that our candidate garnered to transform Zimbabwe in that by-election shocked ZANU-PF to the extent that they feel that even their own existence in Mbire is under threat. And they have resolved to further harassment, including chasing him away from his village. And recently, on the 16th of January, they burnt down his house.
The National Blood Service Zimbabwe says its blood bank is empty and needs 65,000 units of blood to have adequate supply this year. It's appealing for type O blood, which is currently in short supply but in high demand in hospitals.
National Blood Service Zimbabwe is kindly appealing to all blood group O donors throughout the country of Zimbabwe to come in through and donate blood. This comes as a marker after the festive season period, from the period of December into January.
The Harare City Council says it has embarked on an anti-pollution drive and is urging all city dwellers to avoid trashing their used baby diapers directly into the bin without cleaning them. Meanwhile, the council is under fire from irate residents for continuing to carry out demolitions in Harare in areas like Budiriro and along the Harare Airport Road. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. Transform Zimbabwe, one of the opposition political parties which participated in the Mbire by-elections last year, says their candidate Kudzanai Gondo has fled the area following alleged harassment by members of ZANU-PF. Gondo's home was allegedly burned down and is now in hiding. Efforts to get comment from ZANU-PF on the issue were fruitless. Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri speaks with Transform Zimbabwe's Director of Information in the President's Office, Rodi Tangai Takaruza, on the issue.
Our candidate in the recent by-elections for Mbire constituency is being harassed by ZANU-PF activists, non-ZANU-PF activists in the area. During the run-up to the election and during the campaign period, these harassments were incessant. And they were being perpetrated by ZANU-PF non-activists. Efforts were made to make sure that the election took place, the campaign took place in a peaceful atmosphere, but that was not to be. However, we were in that election, and the votes that our candidate garnered for Transform Zimbabwe in that by-election shocked ZANU-PF to the extent that they feel that even their own existence in Mbire is under threat. And they have resolved to further harassment, including chasing him away from his village. And recently, on the 16th of January, they burnt down his house. He reported the matter to Mahuwe police station. And the police officers there are so reluctant to take up the issue and see to it that justice is brought against these people who are perpetrating this political violence.
So, as a party, what are you going to do with regards to this case?
With regards to this case, we are making sure that we pursue this issue and see to it that justice is done. The perpetrators of political violence, because they are known people, we will make sure that the police act against them and that the law has a say against these people. And the second thing is that we want to assure the people of Mbire that we are going to stand with them.
That was Transform Zimbabwe's Director of Information in the President's Office, Rodi Tangai Takaruza, speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. The National Blood Service Zimbabwe says its blood bank is nearly empty and needs 65,000 units of blood to have adequate supply this year. It's appealing for type O blood, which is currently in short supply but in high demand in hospitals. We caught up with a representative of the National Blood Service Zimbabwe for her take on the issue.
My name is Esther Masunda. I'm the Public Affairs Manager Spokesperson for National Blood Service Zimbabwe. National Blood Service Zimbabwe is kindly appealing to all blood group O donors throughout the country of Zimbabwe to come in through and donate blood. This comes as a marker after the festive season period from the period of December into January, which normally is a time whereby as National Blood Service Zimbabwe, we sometimes face shortages of the blood group O.
But why blood group O? What is so important about this blood group?
Blood group O is a unique blood group because it's a universal blood group whereby an O donor can give blood to any of the blood groups, but when they need blood, they need to get it from an O donor. So you find that blood group O is sometimes in short supply during the holiday periods because hospitals also order a lot of blood group O, because with blood group O, it does not require you to do any cross-matching. So as a result, most of our hospitals outside Harare normally order blood group O. However, we are hopeful that with the schools that are open, the situation is going to return back to normal, which will see us being able to supply blood for all our blood groups, including blood group O.
How much blood do you need and what do you have in your stocks right now?
In terms of blood, the amount of blood that we need is that we are targeting to collect 65,000 units of blood for the year 2016. But as of now, we are hoping at least to get enough to be able to supply major hospitals. But at the moment, what we've got is to cater for the most critical cases. That's the blood that we've got available.
Where do people go should they wish to donate blood?
We've got 5 branches throughout the country, which is in Harare, Bulawayo, Mashingo, Gweru, and Mutare. People can visit any of those branches. We've also got a clinic at Joiner City, and we've also got a clinic in the town center in Bulawayo. So people can go and visit any of those institutions, any of those branches to donate blood. And we are open from mornings, and for people's convenience, we are also open on Saturdays. We're normally open from 8 o'clock until 4:30. 4:30 and for convenience until 5:30 on some of the days at some of the branches. Information is also available through our website, which is www.nbsz.co.zw. So if people need further more information, they can also go onto our website where they'll be able to access that information.
There are some who also fear coming up to give blood, fearing that they may get some other diseases detected, like HIV and some other diseases. What do you say to some people to allay those kind of fears?
What I can tell them is that as National Blood Service Zimbabwe, HIV is one of the markers that we test for. So when already the blood is distributed to the hospital, we would have already done all the testing and the blood having passed the quality check that are done internally. So people must not fear at all to donate blood. We do have systems in place that will ensure that safety is there, and which will also ensure that even when the donors come through to donate blood, they are given adequate information, which will also assist them in making that decision on whether to donate blood or not.
That was Esther Masunda of the National Blood Service Zimbabwe in Harare. The Harare City Council says it has embarked on an anti-pollution drive and is urging all city dwellers to avoid trashing their used baby diapers directly into the bin without cleaning them. The council also advised earlier this week that it will soon be replacing water pipes in the CBD and some residential areas, which will lead to a drop in water pressure for the next 5 months. We caught up with the acting communications manager for Harare City Council, Michael Chideme, for his take on the anti-pollution drive.
We started a program, a campaign with the manufacturers of Huggies and Kotex sanitary pads. So this campaign is basically targeted at families, mothers, fathers, that they should stop dumping diapers with their waste inside. So if a child poops in a diaper, the best thing that you should do is to remove the waste, the human waste, and flush it in your toilet, then wrap the diaper and dispose of it in a separate bin from the one that you use daily to put all the other household waste. Because if you, and then the bins will be collected by our garbage guys, for sex workers. We have done this and it's also in response to the public outcry over the use of diapers and over the pollution being caused by these diapers.
And have you carried out like an awareness campaign to educate especially those with newly born babies?
We are carrying out the campaign. We started last week with Kwadana in faculty, and the campaign is going right around all the towards within the city.
What are you hoping to achieve from this new campaign that you've launched?
We are hoping to achieve public awareness and compliance with best practices. We have a program that we call Fresh and Young. So through this program, we are also going to carry this awareness program on Pambas to schools, because we have realized that children capture items much faster than the adults, and they are prone to maybe telling their parents when they see them doing wrong, reminding them that it is wrong, it is right, and mama-mindedly. At school, we learn that you don't have to throw the human waste together with the pamper to do a BCD. And we also realize some of the children look after their young ones when they are at home, and they can also help in this project.
And you're also saying that one of your reasons was to avoid some health implications. What are these?
If you throw human waste everywhere, it can cause diseases like typhoid, like cholera, like diarrhea, stomachache. So we're trying to avoid that.
That was Acting Communications Manager for the Harare City Council, Michael Chideme, in Harare. Meanwhile, the council is under fire from irate Harare residents for continuing to carry out demolitions in areas like Budiriro and along Harare Airport Road. We hear from some of our Studio 7 listeners on their views on the current demolitions.
My name is Mini Sokela. I'm from the MTC. On the Harare demolitions, I believe we're witnessing a collective punishment policy put in place by the current ZANU-PF government against the people of Harare and in urban areas. And I suspect that this is a first phase, and the likelihood is very high that many families in urban towns are going to face these revenge demolitions, or what one may term as court-sanctioned revenge. And this ploy to cause displacements is very sad indeed, because those that are going to be displaced will likely be unable to rebuild. And it's unfortunate that these punitive demolitions, which I might add, are designed deliberately to increase hostility towards the MTC, who are seen as the custodians of the urban council. This is going to just be another severe backlash on ZANU-PF in the next election, because in the end, I think that as much as people in Zimbabwe might appear passive, but the fact is that they know what is really happening and who is doing what, and the truth is out there for everybody to see. And as a woman in Zimbabwe, I have noted that rights belong only to those who are strong. And if we don't become strong as a nation, I think these are the sort of things that we're going to be witnessing every day, where women and children are left homeless, and they are the ones that are going to bear the brunt of this ruthless government at the end of the day. Thank you.
Those were views from some of our Studio 7 listeners who sent us their views on WhatsApp. Please send us your audio messages or comments on any issues that affect you, and we'll play them on air. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues today. I'm gladly joined by Beatrice Sawajige, who is the Director of Roots, Real Opportunities for Transformation Support. Thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you, Tsatenda.
Now, of course, your organization is actively working and looking at gender issues in particular for young girls and women. What's your take as you look at 2015 with all the work that you and your partners were doing?
I think as an organization, what we particularly did and are happy about in the year 2015 is the way we managed to create an open dialogue around issues of child marriage. And we are glad that it's an issue that was even taken up nationally and regionally. There we also had the government of Zimbabwe launching the AU Pan-African Campaign on Ending Child Marriages, and also the African Union hosted the Girls Summit in Zambia. So the Girls Summit was particularly focusing on ending child marriage. And as an organization, we're happy that we managed to, you know, create conversations around the issue, because most people thought it wasn't an issue in Zimbabwe. And they thought it's common in countries like Malawi, where it's really perpetuated by issues of culture. But here in Zimbabwe, you find poverty being a key driver of child marriages. Most girls who opt to get into marriage or who are married off, the critical issues to do with household poverty.
And now you spoke about the question of dialogue. When you speak to, in particular, these young girls, how, in your view, has the way they think changed with the assistance that they're getting from your organization?
I think their worldview has really changed a great deal, because what we've also tried to do with the young girls themselves, besides the assertiveness skills that we provide, the mentorship that we're also providing, we have also tried to create exchange platforms for them, for young girls who are living in a mining community to come to Harare. Say, for there was an international conference on STIs and AIDS in Africa, ICASA, in December. We had a great number of young girls coming from rural areas and coming to Harare for the first time and interacting with other young people. And also we had some girls who we supported to go for the AU Summit last year in June in South Africa. So such kind of opportunities have helped them to understand that there is a better world out there for them, that they can actually also work hard to try and partake of the opportunities that that world avails. Besides that, the experiences that they have gone through.
What would you say as an organization you are looking forward to as you look at the new year and some of the initiatives that you're hoping to put in place with your organization?
What we're going to be focusing on again this year is just to intensify our campaigning around child marriage. So most of our activities are going to be intensifying the campaign that we've been doing, raising awareness, doing strategic litigation and supporting survivors of sexual violence to actually get legal recourse. And what we're also going to do, like I mentioned earlier, is we're really trying to look for partners who are willing to support us, because as an organization, we are faced with a challenge now that we've gone into communities and we've interacted with communities to provide practical solutions to the challenges that they're facing every day. They cannot afford to send their girls to school. And as a community, we need to put our heads together and make sure that we're sending girls to school. So those are some of the activities that we're going to be doing. We also have an HIV program where we're supporting young people, especially young girls who are living with HIV, to be able to access sexual and reproductive health services.
And of course, as we wrap up here, what's your message to those young girls and young women that you might encounter some of these issues? How, one, do they get in touch with you? And two, what do you say to them?
Our contact number is +263 772 560 811, or they can email us on info@rootsafrica.net. Or just send us a message on the short code 33500. The message to the short code is free. Then we'll be able to respond to your issues. So just send a message written roots to 33500, and it's a free SMS platform that will be able to get in touch with them and be able to support them. And my last words would be, no matter what challenges that you have gone through, the world is yours to have. With the right mindset, with the determination and the necessary support, you'll be able to do almost anything that you need to do in life.
And with that, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you.
That was Beatrice Sawajge, Director of Roots Organization, speaking to me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, make sure you join me next time.
Now to recap on today's top stories. The National Blood Service Zimbabwe says its blood bank is nearly empty and needs 65,000 units of blood to have adequate supply this year. It's appealing for type O blood, which is currently in short supply. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, January 24th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Delele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.